Morning, Dick.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, going very, very well, mate. I reckon the Clippers are very happy at the moment.
Boy, have we found the epicenter of the NBA world. It's Los Angeles, California, and I think properly timed earthquake down in Southern California about a few hours after Kawhi announced that he was going to the LA Clippers. And you know, that was, I would call that a bit of a surprise. I think most were leaning that they were going to form the triumvirate with the Lakers. There were still a few that were holding out hope for Toronto. I still think the Clippers were probably, of most of the experts, probably the third landing spot of three. But what got it done was his ability to get Jerry West, the president of the Clippers, to go to Oklahoma City and trade for Paul George. That is what got Kawhi Leonard to Los Angeles and the Clippers, and that was the shocking move, guys. Kawhi going to the Clippers, I would call mildly surprising. To have him be able to get Paul George and to have the Clippers be able to wrestle Paul George for, you know, a very rich price, 5 first-round draft picks going to Oklahoma City, that was the real shocker, and it vaults the Clippers to at or near the top of the NBA standings and chances to win the NBA championship.
Yeah, well, Dick, the LA Clippers are now the favourites at tab.com.au. A ball hasn't been bounced. They play 400,000 matches before we decide who's going to be the champions, right? But it's $3.50, the LA Clippers, $4.50. And is there anybody left at Golden State? They're $15. They're about the seventh favourite after being, what, $1.40 to start the season last year?
Right, and obviously we know about Golden State's problems staying healthy this last year, and that's what cost them the championship. And, you know, that's going to be the case with, you know, you got to figure there's 10 or 11 teams now in the NBA that can win the championship, and that's far, far more than we've seen over most of the last decade. I mean, those years where it was just LeBron against Golden State, it was really only two teams that could win the championship for about 3 or 4 years. Last year, that list expanded to maybe 5 or 6 if you included Boston and you included Philadelphia, and the Bucks were kind of a late riser that we probably didn't see at the beginning of the season. But this year, there's 10 or 11. I think that makes for the most entertaining, interesting NBA regular season we have seen in a long, long time, because basically the regular season in the NBA over the last decade has been, please just get me to the playoffs and then I'll pay close attention. Well, now just making the playoffs in the Western Conference is going to mean you're going to have to win about 50 games. So the regular season becomes very important for those teams that are fighting just to get in. Golden State's going to be one of those. And while I think Golden State could be a factor in the playoffs when they get Klay Thompson back, they're going to have to play Steph Curry an awful lot of minutes in the regular season just so Golden State has the requisite 50 wins to get themselves into the playoffs.
So which is the – I know that the Nets did well in free agency, but and the two LA sides have as well. Is there another side that's grabbed a couple of players that have taken themselves up into that championship range, Dick?
You know, the guy, the team that I liked last year, your favorite, my favorite, Ben Simmons and the Philadelphia 76ers, guys, they pulled in Josh Richardson. They pulled in a veteran power forward, Al Horford, from the Boston Celtics. And right now, even though they lacked some shooters on that team, and we know Ben can't shoot, they also don't have a lot of shooters around Ben. But other than that, Philadelphia, to me, looks loaded. And right now, I'd even give them a slight edge in the Eastern Conference over Milwaukee right now. And so I think the value, as I indicated with you last week, I think that there's a little bit of value in Philadelphia. I think even some of the teams that that just kind of stood pat and watched all this movement around them are going to be better next year because they've got the same team coming back, a team like Denver, a team like Portland. I think Portland is a tremendous value, probably the best value on the board, because remember, Portland made the Western Conference Finals last year, guys, and they didn't have their starting center. He was out. Yusuf Nurkic was out for the entire playoffs, and they were still able to make the Western Conference Finals. Well, now they got Hassan Whiteside, a center to help out Nurkic as he kind of recovers from that injury, but Nurkic is going to be ready to go for most of next season. I think the Blazers, I think they're like somewhere in the 30-1 range. I mean, I don't think it would shock me at all to see them at least get back to where they were last year, which is the Western Conference Finals, and then anything can happen from that point.
Yeah, well, they're $41 on the tab, so that's good value.
$41. We love that. Changing codes, mate, Dick, if we can, and back to the NFL, which is all-consuming in the United States of America. This comes in from Jake. Dick, who do you think are the teams in the Super Bowl this season? I know this is early, mate. The Colts have firmed up in the market at the tab. Now, Jake wants to know that. I'll just give you what we're saying. Kansas City are the favourites at $7. You got New England and New Orleans at $8, and you got the LA Rams at $9, Cleveland $13.
Well, guys, you know, I think I mentioned during the playoffs last year, I believe it was, that you look at, and maybe it was right after the Super Bowl, that I was really going to push for the Indianapolis Colts this year as the value play. Now, they have come down since then. I think at one point they were in the $20 range, maybe $25 range, if you could get them last February. What did you say they were now?
They're $15, I think. Yep, $15.
I think that's still a pretty good wager. I think that's still a pretty good wager at $15. I think they in Kansas City are probably the cream of the crop in the AFC, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Tyreek Hill situation with Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes had a remarkable first year as a starting quarterback last year, an MVP caliber year with Kansas City, but he had a lot of help. He had Kareem Hunt in the backfield for a while. He had Tyreek Hill to throw to. Both of those guys got in trouble. Kareem Hunt's no longer on the team, and Tyreek Hill's still in trouble. We don't know how much he's going to play this year. So there are some question marks for Kansas City, less so for Indianapolis right now.
Yeah. We've got this team over here, the Melbourne Storm, Dick, that just continually make finals, and they've got some, you know, great players in their team. And I look at New England with Tom Brady, and they just keep reminding me of Melbourne. Everyone writes them off every year, but they just continually sort of hold their position. Is that going to be the case again this year?
Well, we kind of see that in all sports, guys. The franchises that have the great leadership, the great ownership, they know how to get things done. They know how to be economical about who they pay money to and who they don't pay money to. And New England is certainly one of those franchises. The San Antonio Spurs, for a long, long time, were one of those franchises in basketball where you just kind of always knew that even if their talent, you know, talent for talent versus other teams wasn't quite as great, they were going to find a way to get there because they had great coaching, great ownership, and then you have to have the leader on the floor. With the San Antonio Spurs, it was Tim Duncan for so long. With the New England Patriots, obviously it's Tom Brady, who is, you know, I saw a report last week that Tom Brady ran a 40-yard dash. I'm not sure why he did it, but he ran a 40-yard dash this week, guys, and it was faster than the 40-yard dash he ran in the NFL Combine when he was 21 years old coming out of college. Now, that was a notoriously slow 40-yard dash, but the fact that he's able to do it at 42, 43 years of age, run it faster than he did at 21, is just a testament to what kind of shape he keeps his body
in. Well, he's in good shape like you, Dick. We thank you for your time. We're building up to Origin. We're very, very excited tonight.
All right. Thanks, guys. Good luck to New South Wales.
There he goes, Dick Fain.